טובה, יוסי.
Right. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra a story that one of the Amoraim called Rav Popper. Rav Popper was climbing up a ladder. Maybe he was doing DIY. I don't know what he was doing. He was up a ladder, and Lemaisa, he slipped, and the ladder fell, and he believed that he almost died. In Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And there was someone near him, and someone told him, Omar, he said, he said about himself that I nearly died. Omar le Chia Barav, le Rav Papa, Chia Barav told Rav Papa, saw that Rav Papa nearly died. It looked really, really bad one. And he said, do you know why this could have happened? Do you know why? I'll give you a suggestion. Shema oni bo liyotcha. Maybe your oni came to you and asked for a bit of a donation. And you didn't give him a donation. And he was happy with that. And the Gemara is marich about it. That's an interesting story that Rav Papa was on a ladder and he saw someone told him that maybe it's because the oni came to you and he didn't give him. Says the Vilna Gaon, such a beautiful Vilna Gaon. It's an amazing Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, what's the Makorian Torah that you should give to an oni who comes to ask you for donation? Kiposoyach Tiftach. What's the neginus of Kiposoyach Tiftach? Kiposoyach Tiftach. Yeah? Darago Sevir. Right? Kiposoyach Tiftach is a Darago Sevir. If you know the neginus, Kiposoyach is a Darago, and a Tiftach is a Sevir. Darago Sevir means a broken ladder. Right? So he says that Kiposoyach Tiftach. Chia Barav was telling Rav Papa, you slipped on the ladder. Do you know what the reason could be? Because Shema Oni came to you and he didn't give him. The Gaon says that's hinted in the words of Kiposayach Tiptach. The Vilna Gaon says it's Darago Sevir. And now, just one small other Gemara that says, the Gemara says, Nochazach is, Turnus Rupus Horosha asked Rabbi Kiva a question. I think it's quite understandable question. If your God likes the Aniyim, right? Has he got a problem? Has he got a problem being mefarnas? All these small little atoms that go around, being mefarnas, the coronavirus. Has he got an issue with that? He's got no problem. So why doesn't he give enough parnasa to those who need parnasa? And Rabbi Kiva said, you're right, Be'etim, he's got the yicholis, he's got no problem. Really, in ratio, if you take all the money that's in the world, he could have split up normally. So why didn't he? So that we should have the zechus with them, be giving stocker to be nitzel medina shel gehenim. Rashi says, "Shat zedoka matzales migehenim." As a mashuna de gemara, these things are only machazik, things which are very difficult. Giving stocker is not such an easy thing. I must tell you, it's a mashuna de gataz. I really like this taz. The taz, because there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you want to give yourself a chizik, learning Mishnayos. You want to learn Mishnayos, Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. I don't know. You want to get it done, right? Can you be mazaris yourself and say, you know, I'm going to make a neder. I'm making a shavua that I'm going to learn Maaseh Sheni before Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Is there a maila? Is it recommended to do that? Says Shulchan Aruch, yes, it could be in certain cases recommended. Nowadays we hesitate, b'cholof, and always kedai sebli neda. But the Shulchan Aruch himself says there's no issue with, he recommends a person to push himself, go the extra mile, there's no problem. Someone who wants to learn a perik mishtas, as Ishne Shulchan Aruch, Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudea, Reshit Gimel, Reshit Dalet, one of the simonim there, Ishne and Sif Dalet, no problem with that. Go to Sifim later, Shulchan Aruch says, if someone wants to push himself to give tzedakah, don't be so quickly at making a neder on yourself. Even if you want to do tzedakah, don't make a neder. If you have money, give, but if not, no. Fret the taz, what's going on? You've forgotten two seifim ago. Two seifim ago, you're busy saying that you could be mazaris yourself. If you want to learn a masechta, a perik, the first perik of Maaseh Sheni, you want to get it down, then you can. And when it comes to Sivov, Shulchan Aruch suddenly says, no, he doesn't recommend you making your neder, even if you use mazaris to do a mitzvah. My ume, high mitzvah, my high mitzvah, what's enough gemina? So says the Taz, it's very obvious, because the Yetzer Hara, when it comes to giving money, ki yitzrei shel odom yoyse miskabe olof, b'nesinis momon, when you give money, midova hatoli b'toyach gufay. Learning Masechta Maaseh Sheni, no, not so hard. You just sit down at it and you figure it out. You get this sefer, that sefer, you work it out. But to give money, maybe you might not be able to be over on the Nisoyen, and Taka, you might not be able to give the money that you made the neder on, and were scared you might not fulfill the neder. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch does not recommend that you make a neder to give tzedakah. He does recommend it when it comes to learning and everything, because it's so easy. It's just Torah Chakuf. You just learn the whole Masechta Bava Basra. No problem. It's very easy. Just sit and learn. And Chaim Knessi does it overnight. It's not such a problem. You learn Bava Basra, it's okay. But you want to give £10 to tzedakah? Ki yoisa yitzri shel adam. That's the Teva. Hashem made us like that. The Yetzer Hara is much harder when it comes to giving money than it is then when it came to Torah Kufay. Okay, Rabbi, so let's just get back onto what we were saying yesterday. We said with all the minus that tzedakah comes with it, that we've got a maila, that's a modiga zach, a skula of giving tzedakah, it comes with a lav as well, and we want to know how to deal with this lav. Every person who comes to you, you have to give and you have to dish out money. So we went through all the protim. We said number one is that the lav only applies to someone collecting for himself, and he's collecting for, because he's poor, he's poor. Now we went through the svara. Is it a svara to say that, hang on a second, I don't need to give everyone who's asking money for himself, because maybe he's not for real, maybe he's a ramai, maybe he's a fraudster, right? He's not really in need. And we discussed that's a very shvachataina. Especially if they have a kesav amlotza, especially if you can see that they're coming from the hearts. And it's the emes is, even if it's based on a gemara, it's not the pashas of gemara, the Meiri doesn't really understand pshat like that. It's not brought in a halacha, the svara of the ramai, therefore it's not so geshmak to rely on the ramai. Let's go through other svaras, because we want to get to the bottom of it, the maisa. Let's see what we're handling with. And we discussed the fact that someone wants to say, but I give maisa anyway, I give loads of money in my office. When I'm in my office, I give already loads of money. That won't help you for the mitzvah stocker when it only comes to you now. That lechur doesn't help for now, the fact that you give maisa in a different time. This is an interesting one. The maisa, we have to get real about this. We want to know, is this a svara or is it not a svara? Sometimes it's difficult. We see a person maybe more times again and again, and we want to know. The Yetzer Hara creeps up and says, you know, why doesn't he be a man? Why can't he be a man? Why can't he put himself together? Why can't he sort himself out? Let him get a job. Let him sort himself out. Sometimes a thought can go through a person. He's coming again, yet again for a parnasa, for a donation. And sometimes, some people have a thought, you know, why can't he deal with himself? It's been years already. Let him sort himself out. Let him find a job, right? Lemaisa, this very shaila, we can't knock it away. Lemaisa, the son of the Chofetz Chaim, Baruch Leib, I think, he asked his father, the Chofetz Chaim, this shaila. He said, sometimes it's difficult to give because you see the same person, and Lemaisa, you feel, why can't he, they call it get a life, why can't he sort himself out? Right? Why can't he work out a paranosa? And the Chofetz Chaim said, Baruch Leib asked his father. And this is very interesting. Zot the Chofetz Chaim, when a person is about to be born, 40 days before the Tzivus of Lav, Hashem says if he's going to be an Oni or he's going to be an Oshe. That's the Gezeira Min HaShemayim. Nothing can change that. Included in the Gezeira is how much Cheshek he's going to have to pursue a good Paranosa, which is going to work, to have his head properly, tightly screwed on. And therefore, for the Hetem Lekach, right, together with this, Nois Nimloi, we give him the Kishroinois. The abilities, whatever hamidashaloi, that a person needs in order to make himself a paranosa. And therefore, he says like this, if we see that once a person has the gezeira to be an oni, so then the kevedus and the atzlus is included in that gezeira. So therefore, Zot the Chofetz Chaim, he says, and therefore, v'im kein man nolin, how can we complain, al oisom shatzlusom, Nevas, that the lazy, call it laziness, is coming from the klala of Hashem, v'loy miroy alev, not because of his natural instincts. Ein sofek shalein ala Israel. So the Chofetz Chaim addressed this very shaila. His son asked him, he said, sometimes it can be difficult, a person can be judgmental about it, you know, what's he doing, why can't he sort himself out? Zot the Chofetz Chaim, this is included in the Gezeira when Hashem said, 40 days before you see yourself lad, whether you should be an Oni or an Oshi, his cheshek to pursue what is needed to make himself a paranosa. I guess because you're asking, oh, very good, I like that. You're asking, what's the shine of a chlal? We want to drive away any thought. Don't forget, we're talking about money. So and it's ongoing. Some shuls it's taka ongoing, and every day is up to 10 times a day. It could be negiah. And the ma'isa, we want to drive away any of these thoughts that possibly can come in order to make the mitzvah b'shlemus. Don't forget, we want to make sure the mitzvah b'shlemus. A fair point. I like where you're coming from. The ha'ora, what's b'chlal the shaila. The ma'isa, we want to drive away any machshava zoris that can come out, especially when it comes to the nyonim moment, which is definitely something to think about. Now, so that's going to get to yelich v'yavoy that we've got an answer for. Then we have another svara, but there's so many, especially in Eretz Yisrael, there's so many of them. Sometimes you can go to Matistov, you go to Shtiblach in Beis Yisrael, and I don't know, I remember, you can come across 15, 20 just in one mincha. Very possible. You're just on your way out, you've got loads. 15, 20 aniyim. So is it Svara? There's so many of them. Okay, so you'll have to add another half a shekel, half a shekel, half a shekel, loads more. But the Maisa, so instead of every year costing you £600, it'll cost you £800. There's a lot more of them. I mean, do we find such a svara in other cases? Let's say Shabbos. You can't use your phones, you can't do malocha, but so many days you can't work. I mean, 52 days, and you've got Yom Tovim, 70 days out of a whole year, you can't do malocha. Surely it must be okay to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Do we find when it gets to other inyonim that we say that there's so many of them, there's so many opportunities? Lemaisa, at face value, or the thought, who cares how many times people are coming to you? Lemaisa, it's a law, the shlachot should be a law. Lamaisa, it's interesting that if they bring down the stipler, he asked Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, he asked him, he said, what did you do, what do you do when there's so many aniyim and there's so many people coming to you? That's what he asked Rav Chaim Oizer. And Rav Chaim Oizer said that when he used to be, before he came to Kovna, he always used to greet everyone and say, hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? They stay in the Gemara, it's Ma'arach Yomim, there's grace of scholars in it, okay? He said when he came to Kovan, he sees such an ir hagadola, he said, yef shalakam. He says, it's not possible to makam. All day you're going like this. He says, it's not. So mainly he stopped saying hello to everyone, just those are people he knew, where you encountered. You can't say, you've got a big town, and go around saying hello to everyone that you meet. So he said, v'huadin, benidin shalaseinu, benigeh to giving ta'aniyim, he says the same. Now really, it's not been brought down in any makuridiga seifa to be mati. Alav Doiraisa. It's one thing if you're talking about saying hello to people, which is a maila brought down in Gemara. It's a very nice thing to say hello, but ma'arach the yomim, because he says hello, very sweet. But when we're talking about assays and lavim and again to give him aniyim, it's very shved. The sushtal, the ready ma'ur, this, where's it coming from? It's a very shvach makor. Rav Chaim doesn't bring it in a sefer derech amunah. It's not really brought down in the poskim. But again, it's just one of those things that people speak about to get around the. To get, again, don't forget, we've got a lav here. If there's people asking you for money and not to give, it's a bit of a potential lav. One other thought that you might hear is very interesting svara. Be'etzem, how much are you mechuyev to give a person who comes and asks for you? Be'etzem, nothing. I mean, really, 10 pence, a pruta, really the maral diskin held, he can even be, give less than a shava pruta. He's got a raya from the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Bava Metzia says chomesh pruta, saying there's all maisa, all this chomesh, and one of them not stocker. Oh. So now listen to the chab. Now he said, really, mitzad hilchus stocker, I'm not mechuyev to give a full 50 pence, a pound, five. I'm not mechuyev to give the full 5 pounds. I can just give 5 pence, 10 pence. Novos, like you're saying, it's a bizarre. Right? No, it's not on. You can't do such a thing. You can't give him 2 pence, right? If it's a bizarre, because it's such a bizarre. If it's such a bizarre, right? It's not my problem. So Mimela, I become potter from a chiv stocker. Mechsad hilchus stocker, I'm a chiv to give 2 5 pence, whatever, 5 pence, 10 pence, yeah. Novos, I can't give it to him, and I will do it. I can't give it to him because it's not in his interest, and it's a bizarre. Hey, but sorry, I can't be mekayim it.
You're feeling that.
Sorry?
Maybe
yeah, okay, no. Okay, that could be as well. Yeah. And But the end of the day is that this is a good svara, but the maisa, this svara is not really brought down again in the poskim. It's a svara that you hear at Shabbos table, you hear something to chew over, it's an interesting svara. Yeah, it's a nice chat, but the maisa is not really brought down in the svara. So again, back to the ikadin is that when the oni comes to collect for himself, we're really stuck with it. All these things are limudi zechus, achweis. The limudi zechus that, you know, maybe those who don't give, maybe because of this svara, because of this svara, it's not really brought down in, you know, Ramesha's not bringing such a svara, it's not brought down in derech amunah. This svara is not, it's like a shallow svara, which, you know, some limudi zechus want to say. The pashas is, like Rishonka said, taka, when a person comes to collect for himself, especially, then taka, a person should give a donation, something to be yotza. Again, we've got a shallow of a lav over here, so therefore taka is kedai to avoid that. Oh, okay, so now we have a shaila. What happens to the you're sitting in the table, you just started your dinner and you've had a hectic day and you hear the ring on the door, right? Are you mechuyav to go and answer it? So really, if you don't know it's a mashulach, sorry? Oisav mitzvah, right, now really, hang on a second. If you don't know who's at the door, it could be a neighbour, it could be someone random, so then there wouldn't be a laugh. Don't forget, it'll always be a mitzvah to give an oni. Don't get me wrong, right? Shai says, you're over lav. You can't say you're over lav if you don't know, right? But those who have intercoms, or you know that's mashulah from, you can hear on the knock, like I can say. You can hear on the knock, you can hear the timing. You can hear the timing between the two knocks, right? The knock, 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 and straight away another knock. So then, lemaisa, that would be an issue of the same issue that Yitaka Vesa, there's a shaila of, there's a lav involved not giving to an oni. So lemaisa, those who don't have an intercom could be better off in this way, or if you do have it, just now look at it. If it's lemaisa, it's lemaisa, if you see an oni at the door, it's not so gushmak. The pasha says there could be a lav over here, so therefore it's kedai to take that into account. Again, we have to remember,
Sopik. You said in shul, if he's not next to you, you haven't got a problem.
Oh, so now, Reb Chaim's asking a kasha. We did mention, if after shul, there's a mashulach which hasn't yet reached you, and you want to leave, is there a problem over there? We said it's a machluk, it's Rishonim already, Rajban Rambam, and we said that Meik Eliyash HaMilismach, Derech HaMunah brings it down, taka that, it's only if he comes over to you. But in this case, the ma'is, if he's knocking at your door and you know he's there, it's still included as, I think according to all opinions, he's come to you. It's just that you haven't bothered yourself going there. It's a bit different to the case where you're standing in shul and he's by the yenem. A bit different. If he's coming to you, you're just, and you know he's there, that tackle is going to be an issue. Lamaisa, we just have to remember that with all these things, you just have to remember what would be if, let's say, the halacha is that you don't have to give any money. If someone comes over to you and says, I need some money, all you need to do is just smile. Just have to smile. Imagine that's what we'll say in Shulchan Aruch. Imagine that someone comes over to you, I need loads of money, and I haven't got a car, I'm not making it through the month. All you need to do is smile. And you can imagine there'll be a whole sermon in Shulchan Aruch, how you smile, how many teeth have to show, can you smile on Tisha B'Av? Right? You can imagine Tisha having a gun to that, right? All these things, right? Or is it with false teeth? All these things, you can imagine what will come out from the Shulchan Aruch. The Maisa, I think we would find all these things very easy. Again, we have to realize it's when we're talking about taking money from our pocket, that's when the whole shaila begins. I just want to end off with this story is an amazing story. I think it's just a moridiga maisa. Again, maisas, one of my chesronos is that I find it hard to believe stories. But when it's written in Torah, when it's written in Chazal, then I find it that much easier. Yeah, it's a Moshe Emes, a Terasa Emes. This is brought down in Yalkut Shemoni in Rus. There was a story with a Chosid Echad that he was very, very wealthy, and Lemaisa, he lost all his money. He was working in a Sodef in a field, and Eliyahu HaNavi came to him looking like an Arab, a Rabbi Echad. And he told this Chosid, he says, Chosid, Arab, you should know, I know that you are Zoicha to 6 good, rich years. When do you want them? Do you want it now? Ubasof Yom Echa. That was his Shaila. He said, go away, you're not getting Koisamata, you're driving me, Meshiga, go away. Lemaisi came back to him 3 times. He said, yeah, I see something about you. Eilech ve'emlech be'ishti, I'm going to consult my wife. He went to his wife and he told her the whole story. And she said, Hovi oisamachshov, bring it now. Let's see cash, Muzuman, right? Let's see it now, don't wait till later. Right? If you've got 6 years, bring it on now. Okay, who knows what will happen, right? So Lemaisi went back to Eliyahu HaNavi said, okay, you should know you're going to be Zeicha to 6 years. Before you get home, you'll see the bracha. Lemaisa Kachava, he went home. His children was playing in the sand, and they saw money there, golden coins, which was enough to keep them alive, to keep them going for 6 years. And they called her mother. There was the grace of Simcha. She was Moedim Yad Hoyle HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma also saw Ishtu HaKashira. His wife was a very Isha HaKashira. So she said, I can see that this came from Hashem. Yeah, we are going to be Oisik in Gemilas Chasodim. What do you think we're going to do with the money? We're going to be Oisik in Gemilas Chasodim. She made against a kitchen, a gemach out of it. And maybe HaKadosh Baruch was going to be Moisif Mishaloi. And she got very involved. At the end of the 6 years, Elianavi came and knocked on the door. I'm just informing you that the time's up. You've had your six lucky years. And, right? So he told Elianavi, hang on a second. When I took your money, I spoke to my wife first. So before you take your money, when I return the money, let me speak to my wife first. He went over to her and he told her that, you know, the Zokin came, Elianavi came to take back the money. She said, tell him the following. If you find other people which are ne'emone mimenu, which are more know how to look after the money more than us, ten lohem, pikdoncho, go and take your pikdon and make us poor again. Ro'a kodesh voroch devrehem, ugminis chasodim she'osu, v'hoysef lehem toiva, al toiva, lekayim mashnem, v'hoyim mazi astokhashan. Enough said. Agri sishke. Oh,
sishke.
I have still over a shirt.